Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, Ed, Grayson Rodriguez is out for the year, confirmed. And you and I talked about this yesterday. I believe Grayson Rodriguez will be back next year when Grayson Rodriguez is back on the mound.
Everybody who's surprised by this, raise your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think so. Yeah. I never thought he was coming back. Ever. So, there's that. Just, I don't know.
Is this guy, in your opinion, a guy that we can ever use? Honestly.
I don't know if he's going to ever play, honestly. I don't know.
I don't either. I think, I mean, his stats are very good when he does play. Very good. But at the same time, I think you say it all the time, the best ability is availability. Yeah. He just hasn't been available. Debridement surgery in the coming days. His status for the 2026 season is up in the air. I'm speechless. When you say things like he's not going to play, we won't see him this year. We've said that before, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking there's no way we're right about that. There's no way we're
I'm not saying this because I have a crystal ball. I just never believed he was going to play this year. Every delay, I was like, nah, he's not coming back. He's not. This just reminds me. Maybe it's the John Means experience.
Yeah.
He's coming back. He's back. Oh, he's back. Oh, he's out again. Oh, it's just the
same does
thing.
Remind you of that.
It does. A lot.
Well, his skipper, Tony Mancelino, had to say this before the game yesterday.
We feel for him. The whole organization feels for him. And that's a guy that we're really counting on here in our organization to get us to where we want to go in terms of the season and the postseason. So very unfortunate. It's not for a lack of effort by any means by him or by our medical staff or by all the people that are involved. It's just a very unfortunate set of circumstances.
It is an unfortunate set of circumstances. When you already say it's nobody's fault, it's somebody's fault. Am I right?
I don't know.
It's somebody's fault. That you wouldn't tell us it's nobody's fault.
You put that on Hyde for putting him back out there in spring training?
I don't know, because I don't think that's a decision a manager makes on his own. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah,
you don't make that decision on your own. And I forgot about the spring training situation. It almost seems like he's trying to make a point to me.
Trying to send a message, you mean?
Like, Grayson, right? Yeah, he's trying to make a point. Yeah, I shouldn't have been pitching. That's what it seems like to me. We shall see. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I don't think this guy will be available for opening day almost. And I hope I'm wrong about that. But
I'm trying not to be a downer. I just don't see it because I just feel he's had such a string of bad injury luck, and I feel bad for guys because, they get it's an injury. It's not like he's they're dogging it or they're lazy. They're injured. They're not hurt. It's different. I mean, if you're injured, you cannot play whatever sport it is, and I just feel bad. And if it repeats, then you get that tag injury prone. Where it sounds like you're soft and you're not, it's injured. It's part of being in professional sport, any sport, amateur sports. I mean, it's part of the game. Yeah. But they make you feel guilty. Like, even, I'm telling you from my own experience last year, having three major surgeries in a year, people are like, oh, you're falling apart. What's next? Do you think I do this on purpose? Like, it just happens. Like, it's not your fault, but things happen. I feel bad for him because... feel worse for him because it's his livelihood.
Now the good thing about
baseball,
the Debridement surgery, if you look it up, is they're saying it's not a major surgery. It can be performed actually by a family physician.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, but I don't know how. I guess for me, I don't know what the original injury is and whether he's still recovering from that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Recovering from Debridement surgery is one thing, but are you still recovering from the initial injury on top of that?
Yeah, And what are they going to do, Brian? Because I know they were going to do it with me. Remember I had that big hole in my back?
Right.
And when it started to heal, and so past the skin line. So I had skins hanging out of my back.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to debride it if we couldn't press it down.
Okay.
So that's what they do. They grind, like, they just remove, like, dead or infected skin or whatever. So I don't know what they're debriding on him, but, I mean, it's supposed to not be a big deal.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I speechless over this with Grayson Rodriguez. He is a guy that's a difference maker in that rotation. You look at his numbers. This is a rotation next year, if healthy. Kyle Bradford, Grayson Rodriguez, Trevor Rogers, Dean Kramer. That's how. Those are your first four. Mm-hmm. In no particular order.
Yeah.
If those four guys are healthy, it almost doesn't matter who number five is.
I know. You have a pitching staff.
Yes.
Yeah.
It almost doesn't matter who number five is. And that's, to me, that's the most frustrating thing about it, is that you actually have pitching talent. If these guys can stay healthy. Is your fifth starter Tyler Wells? Is your fifth starter Brandon Young? You know, you have options here.
Yeah.
Or, let me get real deep on you. What if you re-sign Zach Eflin?
Yeah.
And now your pitching staff is Bradish.
You can, yeah.
Eflin, mm-hmm. Rodriguez. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Rogers. And Kramer. And you got guys like Povich and Brandon Young,
mm-hmm.
and Tyler Wells, just in case something happens in your rotation.
Yeah.
That's insurance.
Yeah.
That's crazy
and insurance. Rogers has been a great. That was a good deal for both teams.
You know, somebody nationally said that. They said, who won that trade? And the national analyst said, I think both sides won that trade.
Yeah, I think they did. Like, so I think it was a good trade for both teams.
Isn't that how it's supposed to be, though?
Yeah. Doesn't usually work out that way, though.
What you got for me over there, Joseph?
This is from the Journal of Shoulder and Elbow Surgery. So six surgeons. This is their results from 39 MLB players that underwent elbow debridement. And 26 of them were pitchers. Within the first three seasons after surgery, 82% of players returned to play at the MLB level at a mean time of 176 days plus or minus. So
half a year.
Yeah, about there. Pitchers exhibited a return to play rate of around 75% at a longer clip. So more like 215.
Why do you have that up there? What are they debriding, actually? Is it
this? So it's different for every single person. It could be dead tissue or bone chips.
That's what I in this case, it might be bone and him.
Yeah.
Him.
A total of 38.5% of pitchers returned to the IL for elbow-related issues within three seasons. UCL reconstruction was only seen in pitchers with a frequency of 19%. So five of those 39, after they got it done, had UCL surgery after that.
So you're saying about 6 months normally?
Generally about 6 months. It can just depend on...
So like, February, if he has it this week?
Yeah, and considering with a ramp up, I mean, maybe you'd think he'd be back by June. So 10 months.
Or even just to have him back, it'd be great if that's the case. Yeah.
You had about 20% of those players that in this study had UCL reconstruction after that.
Mm. And I think that's what we're all holding our breaths about with him. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.